AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez says Spain rejects the U.S. and Israel's attacks on Iran, even after President Trump threatened to end trade with the country. Sanchez says Spain will not allow the U.S. to use joint bases in the European Union country in its attacks on Iran. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports a son of Iran's late supreme leader could replace him.
Mojtaba Khamenei, a son of Iran's late supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, long had been considered a contender to the post of the country's next paramount ruler, even before his father's death, though he's never been elected nor appointed to a government position. Khamenei, long a secretive figure within the Islamic Republic, hasn't been seen publicly since Saturday. That's when an Israeli airstrike targeting the supreme leader's offices killed his 86-year-old father and sparked the current war raging across the Middle East. Khamenei is believed to still be alive and has likely gone into hiding as American and Israeli airstrikes continue to pound Iran, though state-run Iranian media have not reported on his whereabouts. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In other news, State Representative James Tallarico has won the Texas Democratic U.S. Senate primary. He defeated Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett in a close race. Tallarico told his supporters in Austin that unprecedented numbers of new voters, Republicans and independents, voted in the Democratic primary.
This is proof that there is something happening in Texas.
Tallarico will face the winner of the Republican primary runoff. Republican Senator John Cornyn is trying to fight off a challenge from State Attorney General Ken Paxton. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. A Georgia man has been convicted in his connection to a school shooting by his son. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
Colin Gray, whose teenage son is accused of killing two students and two teachers at Appalachee High School northeast of Atlanta in 2024, has been convicted of second-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter, along with all other charges. Gray is one of a number of parents across the country who have been charged after their children were accused in fatal shootings. Prosecutors say Gray gave his son Colt access to a gun and ammunition, even after warnings about his son's mental health, and say that Colin Gray knew that his son was obsessed with school shooters, even having a shrine in his bedroom to Nicholas Cruz, the shooter in the 2018 high school massacre in Parkland, Florida. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More stories at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.